Williamstown, Massachusetts has reimagined its town hall with the help of a Williams College student with an eye for detail. Town Hall serves as the municipal and police headquarters for the town of about 7,700. Town manager Jason Hoke says the building is historic.
This building started its life as a Williams College fraternity house. In the mid-60s, when Williams did away with fraternities, this was the one fraternity house that the college did not get. It was given to the town, and it opened as Town Hall in 1967.
And now it's a temporary art gallery as well. Straddled in the corner of the select boardroom is a 22-inch television playing a commercial.
There's nothing like old wood. It bears the marks of the passage of time. The new line will be a combination of every surface that's unresolved in the past.
Curator Alex Jen is a Williams College junior.
The artist, who is Ilana Harris-Babu, is talking about the history of wood and sort of like the beauty of old materials and how you can take that material and make it into something new. And it's a spoof of Restoration Hardware, which is like this luxury furniture line selling these beautiful tables that were made out of barn wood or whatever, but then they would mark them up to like $3,000, $4,000 each.
The five artists in the exhibit are the new visiting studio art faculty at Williams College.
And she's taking that ad, sort of spoofing Restoration Hardware by calling her video Reparation Hardware, which, you know, speaks to the idea that after the Civil War, the slaves could be repaid, quote unquote, for the injustices that were carried out.
When designing the new line, I asked myself, how could these newly free individuals make a space for themselves that was both free of discrimination, tasteful, and refined?
Each of the artists, instead of responding to a somewhat neutral, like white cube gallery space that you would see in a museum, here each artist had their personal narratives in their work run up and be troubled by and really sort of had to think through even more deeply how the themes in their work could respond to the site and maybe even critique the history of this building.
Jen says he was challenged by the lack of space on campus for an exhibit, so he went to Town Hall. The exhibit shows innovative art coexisting in nooks and crannies scattered around Town Hall, something Hoke, the town manager, says took some getting used to.
And I think that that's sort of an interesting place for us to be able to sort of host something that challenges assumptions and, you know, makes people think. And, you know, it's okay if people squirm a little bit, too.
Down in the basement, there's junk everywhere. Bicycles are piled next to old police evidence lockers and filing cabinets.
It's completely dim. All you see is a glowing rectangle off in the distance. You couldn't really tell what was going on, but you knew that something was being seen, and you're sort of sucked into this story that's playing out, ironically enough, on the old bar of the Phi Gamma Delta fraternity.
I just don't know if I want to do it, you know? It's not that I'm afraid. I mean, I'm afraid to do it, but...
A video by Zach Arctander shows a group of teenagers at the Beckett Quarry watering hole enjoying a weekend. Underage drinking is depicted, and one teen is being peer pressured to jump into the water below.
What's the worst thing? Think of the worst thing that can happen.
Step down on that, like an inch shorter, right there.
Up the elevator to the second floor, a painting by Kim Fahler hangs on the wall. Jen says the large metal piece is called Give Me Your Anxiety, which shows a handwritten note to self rusted into the piece, withering away.
Right in the middle of business, the accountant's office is across the hallway, but we're just in an elevator hallway. Kim decided that she wanted to paint this wall like a saccharine green color, like a bright post-it note.
Down the hall, a video by Alana Clark closely and uncomfortably examines the back of her head. A whiteboard scrawled with obituaries of forgotten black residents of Williamstown on the third floor meeting room by Nicole Maloof. And obsolete office items cased in ceramics by Ilana Harris-Babu scattered throughout Town Hall. The exhibit closes Friday. Reporting from WAMC News' Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm J.D. Allen.